bothers me is people say that's my favorite Final Fantasy. I'm not open to like look at the other games. Me, I never played 9, but I always say 6 is the best. But people have said 9 is the best. But I always say 6 is the best. But I haven't played 9. I always put that throw that caveat. So if people were to say, yeah, 7 is my favorite, but I haven't played 6. I haven't played 6 yet, but 7 is my favorite. I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, he's kind of open-minded.
Yeah.
But people were just shut down. Like, 7 is my favorite, that's it. Me, I'm like, 6 is my favorite. I haven't played 9, but 6 is my favorite.
But it's like a cult classic hit. Like,
what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel Vargas, always with my co-host.
The story sucks ass, dude.
Daniel Jang. So we're just going to jump into a heated topic right now. Final Fantasy VII, the original game. Because I feel like this remake, the story is different. I mean, They're like the basic story is still there, but they're adding on to it like timeline-wise. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how it's going to continue further and how it's going to end. But I think what's funny is I think what carried Final Fantasy isn't the story, it's the graphics. Because I would say the graphics were ahead of its time for it. Like you're saying, the graphics were really cool. Like they were very, very like, it was a big game. You had all of Midgard.
3 discs.
Yeah, exactly. There's an install disc and then the play discs. So it's 4 discs total. Or at least my PC version had 7 discs.
Yeah.
Which was crazy at the time, you know? I think, what was it? Diablo had 2 discs. But I think graphically it got carried. And then people were just like, I mean, it's a good story because I played through the whole game. Because that was a game where it was an RPG, which I feel like, at least for United States, it was rare for people to play an RPG all the way through.
Yes.
People would start an RPG, be like, this is taking forever, a lot of grinding. Let's not do that. And 7 is a game where it started, like, people finished the game. So it became a lot of people's classic because they were able to finish it. But now we have other Final Fantasy games like 10 or older ones like 6. But I've never played. I mean, I've played 6, but I couldn't get into it.
What's crazy, this is like a side topic, but there's a girl on TikTok. She said, oh, I didn't know like games were so deep into story. And then it made me think, damn, what was the first like game that had a really deep story? And I think it's Final Fantasy 2 in America, 4 in Japan. I think 4, I can't think of anything before that. So someone could, I mean, there could be an American game that had a deep story. Maybe Fallout. I don't know. I haven't played, so I can't say.
For me, I think I would have to go back to what I was talking about. 7 was the game that I originally played all the way through and really like listened to the story. But 10 is the one that I played all the way through and really enjoyed the story.
10 is good.
Yeah.
It's very, 10 is very beloved by Japanese players.
You sure. Know what's funny is I've never beaten the game. I literally stopped.
I mean, you know the ending, right?
Yeah, yeah. I literally stopped right before that. Like, I fight the last boss to gather all of the ultimate weapons, and I couldn't even do that because it required so much work on all those. Like, for Waka, it was like beating the Blitz tournaments. For Titus, it was, what was it? It was, I don't remember what was Titus. I don't know what Titus was. I think he had to beat a chocobo race.
Yeah.
And like the fastest time possible.
That's hard.
And then that tiger guy, the Rondo, it's or
butterflies.
Whatever. Yeah, you had to
catch the butterflies.
No, you had to dodge the lightning strikes.
No, that's for the girl with the
onion. Okay, I was backwards. Yeah. They were all ridiculous. So like I never managed to even get one, and so I never continued the game. And so I haven't been.
The chocobo one's the hardest one out of every, because I did all of them, but the chocobo one is ridiculously hard.
Damn.
I think I was talking to a mutual person that we know.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that shit is hard, dude.
Oh, wow.
Fuck yeah. The lightning one is the easiest, I think.
But like, I feel like it's the most time consuming. The butterfly one
is the easiest. The butterfly one's the easiest.
You need, what is it, 100 or 1,000?
It's 100.
Oh, 99?
Yeah.
But I feel, I don't know, once you get the timing down, but it could take a while to understand the timing. And then on top of that, you have to make sure you do it 99 times consecutively.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you miss one, start all over again. I mean, I don't know. It feels like the lightning one was the one that like turned me off, but I never tried the other ones. I mean, I was slowly doing the Waka one, but like eventually it gets, the game gets harder because like the players get a lot stronger while you're not necessarily leveling them up. So then people are faster than you. People have better block. And it's just like, God damn it. I never concentrated on like grabbing the best players because I didn't want to follow a guide to find them. I didn't think it was necessary, but it gets ridiculous. But anyways, how was your week?
I just want to say also it's 7. The villain sucks, man. Sephiroth? Like you barely see him. He's a mama's boy. Like you barely see him. Like what's crazy about 6 is you see Kefka and he's just doing evil shit all the time. He's like, yeah. He comes in, does something evil. And it's crazy because Kefka was like, he was the dude that got shitted on. He was the jester.
Mm-hmm.
And he gains the power and he just fucking.
Woo! So
Final Fantasy 6 is Avengers.
Because okay, Thanos?
Yeah, because Thanos succeeds.
Yeah.
He succeeds in his plan. And then you come back. This is a spoiler. 6.
Six is old.
6 happens. He destroys the world. You're like, what? Oh shit! The game's done. The bad guy won.
Brings
rebuilds
it all back.
Rebuilds the world. I was like, what the fuck? And there's like a big ass statue of him in the middle of the new world. And I'm like, this is fucking Avengers, dude.
Okay. I need to.
I thought the game was done. I was like. Shit, the bad guy won. Fuck.
I need to replay certain games. So I want to replay Chrono Trigger. Mm. I want to play 6 now.
I'm going to be critical of Chrono Trigger. I know it's well loved. It's too kiddie. Like the story, they could have went. It's for kids, man.
I mean, it's I like don't know what kid is doing time travel.
So yeah, but it's like Super Mario RPG.
There's no actual gory shit.
No, it's just like the things that they talk about, they could have went deep into it, but they don't.
I put like
they do the thing. You see one of the villains as a kid, right. And they don't say it, but they kind of imply. They don't even imply that, oh, should we kill him? Like they don't do anything, but they're just like, oh shit, that's Magus, dude.
Oh yeah.
As a kid. Like, but they could have delved deeper, like, hey, we could take care of him right now.
Like, write a story. Write a book.
We lazy.
But yeah, I want to play them again because they're so out from like what I remember that I can't remember clearly what the story is. So I'd like to play like specifically those two and kind of weigh them and be like, all right, right now as I am, this is my favorite game out of those two or something.
6 is heavy, man. They have to deal with. I think that's the first game that talked about suicide.
But the idea that you're telling me, so I knew people always talked about him as like the craziest villain, but I didn't understand why. And the fact right now that you said like Thanos,
well, he got shitted on the whole. He was a jester. He was a laughingstock.
I mean, I get shitted on too, and you don't see me turning into a villain.
You don't once you get the power. We'll see what happens.
No, but how was your week though? Have you been streaming?
I stream once a week now.
I mean, that's
fine. And then I don't even fucking make content. I have
I know
content.
That's the thing, though, is my struggle is not streaming. It's making the content. So, like, even if I stream, like, 2 hours a week, essentially, I can't sit down and make that 2 hours into videos.
Oh, that could have been a topic, dude, because since it's been 2 weeks, who the fuck did I marry?
2 weeks.
So I listened to Who the Fuck Did I Marry? I didn't make it, but I had an idea for a skit and I never fucking made it. And now that wave is gone.
You can bring it back. Like your video can single handedly bring it back.
Yeah, it's true. But a lot of the Chick-fil-A girl. No Chick-fil-A sauce. And Willy Wonka happened. But
yeah, the event. We'll talk about that.
But who the fuck did I marry? Did you listen to it?
No.
She, I mean, I don't think she single-handedly changed TikTok, but she did something. 8 hours of content. Broken into 50-part, 10-minute segments. I listened to that shit. Great storyteller. Great storyteller. You don't need good audio. Don't need good lighting. She just did it in her car. And just her storytelling carried it. But it makes me realize, damn, how can you be so oblivious to the signs? Like, and you got married to the person.
We should talk about it. But first, tell me what you did this week.
Who the fuck did I marry?
So you listened to all 8 hours?
Yeah. The first day, I listened to like parts 40.
Oh,
there's
shit.
50 parts. So I did
see,
a
like
huge
that was
chunk.
That was like 90% of the thing.
And it's funny because it ramps up around the 30. It gets fucking crazy. I'm like, holy. Dude, this guy was calling people. So
first spoilers. Of all, I think I'm out of the loop. So this Who the Fuck Did I Marry? It's a podcast.
No, it's not even, it's this girl ranting.
Rant on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Okay.
And damn, it's crazy because I saw her go from like a million followers to like 2 million in like 3 days.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen I keep on talking about queso. I've never seen a rise like hers. But it's crazy.
But that's from a video, though. Like, the thing is, I know it's a rise for her, but like, if she doesn't keep up the content. Mm. So for me, it's not like in a single moment. It is through like a span of time. So we'll see how she handles the popularity.
Yeah.
But she was
crazy.
Ranting?
So what's crazy is like, so this guy would always be on the phone, and you later find out, and he said, I'm talking to my brother. Oh, I'm talking to someone. 80% of people who are talking to dead. So he wasn't really talking on the phone. He was pretending he was talking on the phone. So, hey, like, that's fucking crazy for an hour, like hour long phone call.
Cause he wanted to ignore.
No,
the girl?
He's not ignoring her. I don't know. I'm not going to put this guy's name on blast.
That's fine.
There's two people in my life that I know that were crazy ass liars.
Like. Right.
You and I know one of them.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't.
It's an ex coworker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Starts with the S.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But it reminded me of him. And then I wouldn't say he's a friend, but in high school, I knew a guy who would make crazy-ass lies. And I remember one time, he was like, he used to say, I live in this like mansion, right? And we're about to drop him off. But we're dropping him off like towards an apartment complex. And he's like, you could just drop me off here. I'm going to walk from here. I'm like, there's no mansions around here, dude. Like in my head, I didn't call him out, but I was just like, this motherfucker always lying, dude. Always lying. But yeah, just that. Streaming. It's funny, been streaming Dark Souls, but not making the content.
Are you doing like a challenge or something?
No, I was just doing like Bone Dark. you're cheating. I'm like, what the? Is this a cosmetic?
Oh.
It looks like Fiona from Fiona Adventure Time.
Oh, okay. So you're playing, doing mods.
Yeah, it's not cheating. It's cosmetic. But man, I was getting fucking wrecked, man. That game's hard, man.
Yeah, because like you lose the timing on like the way everything works, like either a parry or a dodge or something. Because every game now is like different the timing wise. Yeah,
physics.
So I know that you had more recently played what is it called again? The Pinocchio one.
Oh,
Liza P. Yeah. So you're probably used to that because I feel like the timing on that is weird for me.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So like, and then you get used to that, and you go back to Dark Souls, and you're like, oh shit, I can't get this one now. So. It's really random.
Yeah. But I want to read listen to Dune TikToks. I want to read the books. I'll probably never read them, but
I'll just watch the movies then.
Well, man, they're not going to make, they can't make all those movies. It's crazy.
I saw a TikTok. I mean, this is like the only one I saw on Dune. some guy was making a joke. He was like, how good is Dune 2? And everyone was like, dude, better than Godfather. Better than, like, and, like, it was different people named, like, which is him. You know, he's acting at different people. And it's just everyone saying is better than, like, a well-known movie or something like that. So I'm curious.
Oh, which reminds me, one of the weekends, Miyazaki filmed three of them. Kiki's, Porco.
Porco Rosso, good one. I like that
and
one.
And
Spirited Away.
Oh, Nausicaa.
Oh, Nausicaa's one that I saw originally when it came out. Or, like, not when it came out, but, like, in my early times of seeing Studio Ghibli. And I never saw it again. I don't remember it that well.
So, Nausicaa, I was falling asleep, dude.
Damn.
But then you had to remember, I'm watching six hours. Yeah. I'm 6 hours in.
So that was the third movie.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there were some cool moments in Nausicaa, but you know what? I said my hot take before. I said Miyazaki is overrated. I said that his films are pretty looking, but their stories suck. I take that back. Kiki's was amazing.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too.
Porco was cool, but I think Kiki's is my favorite.
See, the thing is, like, Porco is, it's not like an action. Like, a lot of them aren't too action-y. I think Kiki's has some action, but not like, you know, like they're fighting or something like that. But there's things happening that she's, like, struggling with. So it feels like it's an action thing. With Porco Rosso, it's not like that, though. I feel like it's just like a nice little storytelling. So if it's, like, doesn't catch your attention, you will.
Did you watch dubbed or subbed for Kiki?
All of them I've seen subbed.
Okay, so, Dan, this is spoilers, but, you know, I talked about this on my stream. If it's past 10 years, there's no such thing as spoilers. But at the same time, you shouldn't blurt out spoilers. Because I'm watching the Dune spoilers, yeah, and I'm like, I can't get mad. This shit is fucking old.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's old. It's been, okay, so at the end of Kiki, Gigi doesn't, speak anymore. He goes meow like right. A cat. Does Gigi never speak ever again? Human.
I believe.
I heard two theories, and Miyazaki kind of put
a nail. What are the theories?
So one theory is she's not really talking to the cat. She's a kid, so she's pretending like the cat talks back, and she grew up. So that's why she can no longer... She doesn't talk to the cat anymore. The second theory Miyazaki confirmed is... Oh, well, it's kind of the same thing, but not really. He just said, she's grown up. She doesn't need to talk to the cat anymore. I was like, damn, that's sad. I was like, fuck.
It's like your fairy godmother or like a fairy or like a spirit, essentially.
Yeah.
And yeah, she like grows older and doesn't talk. But I've never really like...
But the reason why I say would you subbed or dub because in the dub version, Gigi speaks, but he goes meow like a human.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, that changes the fucking story, dude. So yeah.
But yeah, Miyazaki films always have a good cast for dubbed, but I never really listened to them. I even have like a Blu-ray collection, like a Japanese Blu-ray collection. I still don't listen to them. Dubbed.
Yeah, it was like 90%. I want to 95% packed.
Yeah.
It's funny because there was a girl behind me and I can tell that she has like some kind of like Tourette's or something. And she's just trying to, like, she's trying to hold it in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, just let it out. Like, I'm not bothered by it.
Well, you aren't, yeah, but there might be other people.
Yeah. But it was like a little girl, and I think she was with her dad.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I was like, damn, just be free.
I mean, I think I agree with you, but I mean, still socially, like, it's awkward, you know, for them to like, or for her to make noises and stuff in like a setting where normally people say don't use that setting to say anything. But for me, or I don't even know if you're done.
Oh, it kind of sucks because I think after the first film, they just left. Like, they didn't come back.
Maybe. Oh, well, I guess probably the girl was like, I can't hold it in. So, And then it's like, if you want to stay, we can stay.
Yeah, other than that, nothing, man. We lazy. gotta make the content. I have one video I need to make. I just lazy.
What's funny is, like, right now I don't have the stream. I have all the content that I recorded from streaming previously. I haven't done anything with it.
Jinxie is an amazing podcaster. I mean, I know
another episode.
I know I shouldn't plug in another person's like podcast, but
no, you're fine.
He did one with a Moist Critical.
Oh, that's right. I saw like the TikTok, but the only one of them.
But I wouldn't say listen to that if you want to see how to make it big, because Moist Critical talks about how he try to make it and make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's outdated and it's different. It's different.
I mean, the thing is, like, there are roads to make it big for different people. Because, like, what was it? Summit 1G. You know, he was, I think, a janitor or something? And then he was just like, he's just started streaming, and he made it big through just streaming. I don't even think he was making videos.
Mizkif was Ice Poseidon's cameraman.
Yeah, see? And then
Greek God was Leecher.
See, it's crazy, dude. These people that weren't even like huge, they were leeches.
Yeah, I mean, this guy wasn't a leech. I'm not saying he's a leech, but Kai Sinat, his friend Ray,
mm-hmm.
he was just a fan. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The reason why he was cool with them, because he stood up for him. Like, there was this incident in Japan, and the guy's like, no, 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 chill, Ray. And after that, ride the coattails too.
I saw a clip where Kai Sinat was in, I think, China.
And yeah, he's in Taiwan.
One of the guys said, like, the N-word, but, like, meaning, like, their language.
Yeah.
And he, like, kind of made a face, like, what? And then the guy was like, realized what he said, and he's like, no. He's like, I meant choose this one. Like, that's what I meant in, like, my language.
In Korean, there's a word, too.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
But yeah, it was a funny clip.
I was going to say something. Now I can't remember.
Dune 2.
Kai, it was with
streamers. Jinxie.
It was with streamers. Yeah. So this made me feel fucking old as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It was Soda Poppin's birthday.
He's 26.
No, he's 30. But I mean, that made me because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, a very long time.
I remember him when he was 26. Tyler One was like, hey, happy birthday. You're 30. You're old now. You're 30. I was like, fuck, I'm old. Dude. Soda Poppin' is 30, dude. Holy shit.
But I feel like, I mean, streaming could be for any age, but it's the younger audience that like, or the, like, not the younger audience, but like the younger streamers that can make it easier, I feel like. Because it's not that they're aware of what is better, but they have less care, and so they can make clips without any like issues, essentially. While me, I'm over here like struggling like 2 hours and making like a 10-minute clip because I feel like all these clips aren't working. I need to just like let go, not worry about what I'm releasing, just do it. But that's the struggle that I have. But was there anything else for you?
No. I think, yeah. Nope. But it's easy for you. It's a young man's game.
I think so, yeah.
But there are some old guys that are doing it okay.
I know there's like that veteran guy who plays
grandpa.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, and he's a damn good sniper, dude. I've seen clips on him. He like, they were talking about how his scope was not zeroed at the distance he was doing it. So then he like shot one to see where it was, and then he just like set everything up correctly and then just like killed the guy at the second shot. It was crazy. And then I saw that video through like another veteran. No, I don't know. I think he was active duty, and the guy was like, dude, we train people literally like for a couple years to do this. And he just did it in that moment. Like that clip should be taken and used for fucking training purposes. So I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like this guy, I mean, I'm pretty sure he knew what he was doing, but to him doing it for so long, it just like was second nature, you know? Well, they're trying to train like new people to do that. So that was pretty cool. But for me, just two things. I've been playing Helldiver. A lot of it. We've been playing
Pro-fascist, right? That's gonna be another topic too.
I mean, it should.
Shit.
But we've been playing.
It's not pro-fascist, by the way.
We've been playing a Helldiver difficulty, which is the hardest difficulty. It gets insane, dude. It gets crazy because they have, so playing through the game normally, there's been certain bugs that come out that are like really strong and tanky, And I guess in Helldiver mode, there's a bigger chance of variations of those to come out where they're even more armored. So it takes even more hits to kill them. And it gets insane. And then I went back to WoW, playing classic WoW. It came out with a self-made mode, which is hardcore, and you can't trade with anyone. So you can't trade and you can't buy stuff off of the auction house. So everything has to be either you found it or bought off of like an NPC vendor or sold off an NPC vendor. But so I can't like go on the auction house and buy bags. So right now I have to like make my own bags, and it's taking some time because I can't find the materials. But I'm going to play until I die and then cancel the subscription and then stop playing again. It's just what it is. Like I really enjoy playing the game like in little spurts, you know? So I always go back eventually to it. But yeah, let's talk about the rant. Who did I marry? Tell me, I haven't seen this thing.
Basically, a lady meets up with a dude and there's a bunch of red flags and she just kind of ignores it. This is during COVID. I think one of the main reasons why she ignored it is that he was paying her bills. So I think with that, she was just kind of like, yeah. But she married him. And it's kind of fucked up. Like, it reminds me of, there are people out there in the world. So this is her reasoning. She thinks he likes to see people get excited and then disappointed. So he's like, yeah, let's go house shopping. And then they're going, I like this house. All right, let's go buy this house. It's like, all right, give me proof of income. Okay. Guy never gives him proof. And then he's like, no, I'll get it to you. And then they're talking. Oh, it didn't go through. But he just never did it. And he would do shit like that. He was like, let's go to the dealership. He's like, I need to get a new company car. It's like, oh, that Beamer would look cool on you. Like, you want a Beamer? And she gets super excited. And nope, didn't get the Beamer. Find out he's like a forklift operator. He was saying he was some vice president of some company. And then it's just little things like, oh, there's my company. It's in that building. It's like, oh, let me take a look at your office. Oh, let me call Clark, see if I could he could let me in. Hello? Oh, Clark, you're not in the office? Oh, okay. No, he's not in the office. And it's just like just little shit, just I don't know, man. And just so she made this story, but like it gets fucking crazy. Yeah. So don't get married to someone until you know who that person is, man.
8 hours of just like
she kind of changed. Well, I mean, people were saying, oh, now everyone's going to do shit like that. No one really has. People have made parodies like how, let me talk to you about how da 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 part one. And then, you know, nothing else happens.
It becomes a joke. Like, yeah. I mean, there's accounts that like will watch everything for you and be like, oh, they ended up doing this or whatever.
Yo, so they kind of touch upon this. This is a side topic on its own. Jinxie, dude, man. You know those TikTok videos where it's like a story or like a podcast or like a stream clip and it shows like a Minecraft video game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like just video game clips and then it shows the podcast.
The actual, the clip of the actual video.
So this guy on TikTok was talking about, yeah, I have 7 of those accounts. It make me about $7,000 a month. Oh, shit. I'm like, and Jinxie and them, they weren't talking about the money aspect of it. They're saying, yeah, there's those accounts that use our clips, but like we can't get mad because it kind of promotes us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, dude. And then I'm like, fuck, dude. I want to be those Minecraft clips.
just make dummy God accounts, damn, dude.
Yeah, the guy was like, yeah, I make about $7,000 a month.
You just have to be careful because I think I don't know what his name, Sneaky or Sneeko. I think he was doing a podcast with Jinxie, and Jinxie hasn't released that podcast yet. Ooh. So then Sneeko, on his main account on Twitter, ended up tweeting about it. He's like, look at this N-word. He did a podcast with Sneeko, and he's not releasing the video and off of Sneeko's account.
Sheesh.
So he meant to like tweet that
on a dummy account.
Yeah, account. Or alt account.
Yeah.
That he probably uses to like promote other shit. And
that reminds me of, like, he got caught. I don't know if you know who Kevin Durant is, basketball player.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like when people talk shit on him, like he like responds with a dummy account, but he forgot to log out of his
He
was on his real account. We're just like, what the
fuck? It's so funny, dude.
Like, man, like, no, I mean, Dan is another topic on itself. When you're that big and people talking shit about you, man, they're peasants to you. Ignore that.
But what's funny is, did they make that account when they were smaller, when they weren't as well known?
I don't know.
Trying to promote themselves, like by doing like similar things, like just saying like, hey, you know, like this dude isn't doing this or whatever, and then people are gonna see his name and then push him up more or whatever. So I'm curious. Does that work? Should I have 7 dummy accounts?
Talk shit.
What am I doing wrong?
Talk shit on Cold Marbling. Fuck this guy.
I know, right? Just like, are you with myself on Twitter, dude?
That's crazy. That's who the fuck did I marry? Status, dude. That's crazy. That's too crazy, dude. Shit.
So you start it by like wanting to become bigger, and then you just like keep it up, like thinking you're not even big when you're like everyone's like knows you.
This reminds me of Dave Chappelle and Cat Williams. Like,
oh yeah,
heard about it? Twitter account?
I saw the Cat Williams, his rant about everybody. But
Dave Chappelle, and so Dave Chappelle was saying, damn dude, like Cat Williams talking shit. Like he saw someone posts like, so someone's posing as Dave Chappelle,
right?
Like, but I can't get mad, this guy's funny. So he didn't do anything, and all of a sudden Cat Williams Twitter started dissing each other. He's like, holy shit, they're going on an all-out war. And then he was like, he went up to Kat. He's like, hey, Kat, I'm sorry, that's not my Twitter. And someone's impersonating me. Kat's like, that's not my Twitter either.
Oh, so it's fake. Two fake accounts fighting each other.
Dave Chappelle's like, I got kind of mad because Kat Williams' Twitter is a little bit more funnier than mine. Like, it's like two guys just dissing each other, but
funny,
they're not.
Dude, not even them. I didn't see that, but that's funny. So what, you want to move on to Pokemon Za?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really play Legends, and I mean, I think I'm gonna get it, but
Legends was set like in an older style world, so I wonder if this one's gonna be the same thing. It didn't look like it because they show like an outline, which makes it look like more futuristic. But it could be still set in that world though.
It's Midgar.
I mean, yeah, they showed like essentially Midgard, like a city, the outline of a city, and Midgard is in a circle. So, and it has different districts that are different sections, like slices of a pizza.
I mean, I'm down. Good resale value.
But I'm curious, like so I did like Legends because of the, like, you can just, you know, they go into battle. You can sneak up behind Pokemon and just throw a Pokeball at them immediately. So I'm curious if this is going to keep the same thing or if they're going to change it a little bit. But they need to have like a Pal World type Pokemon game. That's what they want.
It's been the formula for Pokemon has been the same.
Yeah, which is,
they need to switch it.
Exactly. I don't want the same game over and over and over with different stories. I mean, you can do it a couple times the way Pokemon has, but you gotta, like, at some point, it's gotta change. So hopefully, this one's completely different. What do you think the type of legendary that this one's gonna have? Do you know what the legendary was for Legends?
Arceus?
I think it was a dog, yeah. A dog type Pokemon. Then this one's gonna be, I mean, because they've had what, like, like dinosaur ones, the like dog ones. They had like lion ones, so I want to say this one's gonna be like a cat one as well, like a lion or something. Probably. And then we had the Willy Wonka event.
Man, this year, I mean, it's already March, but they've given us two good memeable The Chick-fil-A girl is kind of new, but I don't think it has lasting power.
I don't. So I saw that video and I thought it was fake. I thought it was like purposely done. I don't know if it's real or not, because I feel like no one acts like that.
So she's gone viral, the right girl.
Yeah.
And she doesn't work there anymore. I don't know if she got fired or not. I don't. But she doesn't work there.
Well, I'm either she got too famous where people were going to her store and making fun of her, and she's but like,
she's milking the shit out of it, and good for her, dude. Like, she's really popular.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So she'll do it to the dogs,
but like, in a good way or in a bad way? Like, they're memeing her, or are they like talking shit about her?
No. She's making videos.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Reenacting it, doing different things. She's milking it.
Okay. Okay.
Good for her. Make that money. Yeah, what's crazy is that Who the Fuck Did I Marry girl, when I was listening to it, it was like calculated, because it's like $1,000 for 1,000 views. Mm-hmm. She made it like 70,000, but that was like early. Yeah. So it's way more now. It's like
money. But I mean, was she already monetized when?
No.
So she became monetized through that video and then made 70,000 on it.
Yeah, and it was crazy because I think some of the videos couldn't be monetized. I forgot what. There was some rule, but yeah.
I mean, I know there's different things. Like if you use like copyrighted audio, or if, you know.
It was crazy. I watched through all of it. She doesn't use any copyrighted audio.
I mean, the thing is, so what's funny is TikTok became popular through music. People were adding music to their clips and then releasing it and stuff. Like when I started posting on TikTok, a lot of the videos were telling me like, you know, use popular clips, use popular sounds. And now it's just like, use your own sound.
Yeah.
Use your own sound. Cause you're not going to get anywhere with, you know, a popular sound. So, and then I obviously, what was it? The Universal Music Group, UMG. Took off all their music off of TikTok, and then jokingly everyone like made their own sound that was very similar to the original music to play on their clips. But yeah, the Willy Wonka event, that was in
Glasgow. They used AI promotional images, and what they promised was nothing. They gave the actors AI scripts to talk, and it was like gibberish. And anyone that came in, they got like one jelly bean and like a half a cup of lemonade. Yeah, it was bad. It was like Fire Fest for kids.
That's so funny.
It was bad.
I feel like, I don't know if it's someone. Do you know who the promoter was or the event person was? Okay, because I feel like it's either someone individually, someone brand new to this, or it's a group that like they started to start something like this. And they didn't realize what the logistics are to run an event like this, because, I mean, there's also the what was it, the ball pit event or whatever, where it was just a kiddie pool with balls in it, and the rest of the warehouse is fucking empty.
Dude, that was worse, actually.
I mean, this one was they spent more money, but I feel like just as bad, because, you know, you go to something expecting something, and it's. It's just a bunch of curtains blocking your view. And then, you know, one stick of lollipop on the ground somewhere. So you've never actually gone to an event that you were disappointed? I mean, we've done conventions.
Yeah, there's a convention.
We've done conventions. We don't have to say the convention. You could just talk about it.
Yeah, I went to a convention. It was bad.
Yeah?
It was...
Did you expect it to be like...
More. There's like a standard, like, okay, a convention should be better than a Frankensons, and Frankensons is better than this convention.
I mean, for Frankensons, I think it's really good because it's something that's always there. Like, you can always go back to Frankensons and have it there, and they have the booth set up and stuff like that. And I feel like there was a convention in Pomona, I think, recently, an anime convention. It was bad, dude.
I saw TikToks of it.
It was bad.
No, Artist Alley, they're just moving to better spots.
They were moving to the main area because no one was going to the Artist Alley. So people were picking up their fucking desks and moving over to the main area. And whoever was promoting the event, they didn't do anything to stop them. They just let everything happen. So, yeah, that was extremely bad.
Oh, shout outs to Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 anime of the year.
That's right. It took away everything from Vinland Saga.
And it took everything from Vinland... Attack on Titan, One Piece.
I need to watch it.
So there's a thing that Jujutsu Kaisen did, and I've never seen it done ever in a TV show. And I don't watch the anime.
But... Murder a main villain, a main person.
I mean, it's not even just the murder of it. It's like the way they did it is like, oh shit, you feel secure. Like, oh, nothing's going to happen. Boom. How would I describe it? What's a show you know the ending song to?
None.
Oh shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure you do. Okay, like do you remember Old School Evangelion?
Yeah, yeah.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Right, yeah.
So imagine like there's like this happy scene and then fly me to the the episode's over. Boom. Headshot, like holy.
So it happens at the end of one.
No, it doesn't even happen at the end. You hear the music,
yeah,
coming,
and you're like, oh,
it's and the scene's playing out. It's a happy scene, and you're like, oh, it's over. Bop. Oh, like god damn.
From my understanding, is it's a Halloween themed, like not a episode, but like Halloween is happening during the event. During this event,
I don't know. I can't tell what's happening.
They said so.
A lot of people dying to fuck that show, so that's why.
I was talking to someone, and they didn't know that I haven't watched it, and they said, oh, yeah, the Shibuya Halloween scene.
Okay, so it's not... This happens before the Shibuya
incident. Oh, okay, okay. So there's another incident.
I think Shibuya, couple characters die, which is
crazy. Damn.
It's not just one.
Damn. But see, like, I think it's because it doesn't happen normally. I want to see stuff like this, because... Game of Thrones did something like this, you know, where like you're following the show is following a main character,
yes,
and then that person dies, and you're just like, this person isn't invincible. Like, what the? So I really want to see that, and it's kind of cool that it happens in the second season rather than the first one. It's like, hey, you know, here's a comforting show, not as second season comes out. So I need to watch it, because I think I've only seen like 6 episodes. I'm in season 1.
I'll probably never watch it.
I watch stuff. Like right now I'm watching Solo Leveling. Because I've read the manga. I've read the whole thing, so I know how it ends. But I watched a little bit of it, and I'm like, okay, the manga is, or the anime is interesting. So even though I know everything. The art style is really good on that one. And then, but the only thing is, they came out with a filler episode. It is considered the lowest rated episode right now on Crunchyroll. I think it's because it was so good, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just come out with a filler episode. They're like, what the heck is this?
That's crazy to have a filler episode for a manga that's already done. To me, that's crazy.
I mean... because Naruto, the thing is, these old school animes like Naruto had a shit ton of filler episodes.
But it was because it surpassed a manga.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
So they caught up and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, because if you watch like One Piece 2, if you watch like a... They tell, there's like websites that show you like what episodes to watch to avoid all the filler episodes. So you don't have to watch extra stuff. And I think Naruto, at least within the first, when they're kids, I think there's around like 150, 175 filler episodes out of like the 300.
Too much. That's one too many.
Yeah, me. It's insane. And I watched all of that shit. I watched it until it turned into Shippuden, and I never watched it again because I got burned out from watching those 300 episodes.
I just hope Attack on Titan doesn't milk. I have this feeling they're going to milk it like Naruto does.
So it's not done?
I mean, Attack on Titan, you saw how it ends, right?
Oh, no. I mean, I saw manga.
It's not. I mean, technically, it's never-ending cycle of violence. So I just, please don't milk this. It's done, dude. Done.
I mean, I want to be done, but yeah, like if something is making money, why would you stop? You stop until it stops making money. It's usually how it works.
Attack on Titan did something I've never seen done on a TV show, which is cool. But
the reveal?
Yeah. Well, which reveal? There's like a
lot. The
Aaron, you need to come back with us.
Yeah, yeah, that one.
But the manga did it way better.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The anime was not like the manga is in the background.
But technically that's why, like, technically the manga did it worse, but it was better in like context. Cause like, yeah, he's just like, hey, come back, and then he tells
don't
you.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's tired.
That shit's crazy.
Attack on Titan was peak.
I mean, I had nothing else to talk about.
Who the fuck did I marry? I thought I would see more type of content like that, but no. You know who I haven't seen anywhere? Dang, I don't know if I should talk about them. The podcast guys, the Spider-Man hoodie.
Oh, no, they're still there. Oh, but really? Oh, shit. So I've seen videos on TikTok. They're not doing, in the videos, they're not doing the podcast. They're like, I think it's collabs with other people. But there's one where like they had to answer questions, but they had to make a basket to actually answer the question. And it was like all Marvel related questions. So I've seen that and stuff.
There's someone that had some controversy. I don't want to talk crap on him. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't want to talk crap on him. I don't want to, because I like the dude. He made a poor mistake. He said a joke and then.
Oh,
so it's like, oof. And this is second time he did something bad, so it's just like, damn. But I mean, he made an apology video. Oh shit, Benny. Okay, I'm gonna put this guy Benny Blanco. He was talking shit on Jollibee.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what's her face's boyfriend,
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny, is because I know him as a producer.
I know him too. Yeah, he was teaming up with Charlie Puth.
He's super famous as a producer, and I was talking about it in my chat. Like, some people cannot. He made an apology video, but some people can't be canceled. He's one of those guys. He's so talented.
So what's funny is the video that I saw. It was him talking shit, but it was a stitch, and someone who was Filipino was like, you know what? He's right. Like. The Jollibee is so ingrained in Filipino culture that we enjoy it so much, but it is not like high quality food, you know? So they were like, they weren't disagreeing with him. They were like, he's right, but you know, people are afraid to talk about this stuff.
I like the food. I like the food, even though I can't eat it.
I like it because it's like, It makes me feel like what it was when I used to get like super cheap McDonald's, like when the McDonald's had like a dollar menu, I would get just like a bunch of cheap stuff and get full up on that. And I think Jollibee still has really good prices, and McDonald's no longer has good prices. I think the cheapest thing they have is like $3.
But he made Benny Blanco made an apology video. It was actually okay. It was decent. It was a decent apology.
Okay. Okay.
Like, he made an apology video, and he had Filipino food. So, like, he was like, you know, that's kind of cool. For those that don't know, his stepmom's Filipino, so.
So it makes it okay for him to talk shit on Filipino food?
If he was Filipino, his stepmom.
I mean,
I could talk shit on, like, Korean music, and I'll get blasted. But I'm not going to talk because Korean music's pretty good.
So is there still every male citizen has to join the army?
Yes.
Is Korea, that still a thing?
Yeah.
They haven't changed
BTS it. Everyone in BTS is in the military right now.
Right now.
It's
okay.
I talk about this shit on my reaction videos. I'm saying, if you bring, because they bring $1 billion of revenue into the, if you do that,
you should be exempt. Because right now there's no revenue coming in, right?
There is, but it's just not.
From like previous stuff they've done, but they're not doing anything new right now because they're in,
I mean,
the army.
I mean, it's not just revenue. they bring tourism. People want to visit Korea.
Yeah.
They want to visit the restaurants that BTS goes to. It's just,
but the thing is, what's funny is, and maybe this is either a good thing or a bad thing, but it's the older generation that isn't willing to change the rules. Because they're like, if we change it now, who else are we going to change it for?
It's kind of fucked up because they can do the... Damn, should I say his name? They can do the blank way, and if you're really rich, you can be exempt, which doesn't make any sense.
But
you just pay them off.
Yeah, you have to pay them off. Okay.
Like, what the fuck? And it's just like.
But the thing is, also, is BTS is like in the public eye, so like if they do anything that normally people can get away with because it's done behind the scenes, they can get caught, and then you know someone's gonna be like, "Hey, this guy didn't go to the army because he just paid a bunch of money." You know, and it's not just one person, it's a group. So I think it's harder to get away with. So even though they could afford it, probably they can't get away from the public eye like that. But I believe there was all this, the fans were fighting for them not to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was curious on what happened with that. 'Cause I think I was talking to my dad recently. I was letting him know that, like, yeah, in Korea, the men have to, like, everyone has to go to the army.
I think other countries too. It's not just.
I know that, but like, I didn't know what other countries. Do you have to do it by a certain age?
Yes.
Okay.
What's crazy is there was a huge ass scandal. There was a pop star. I'm gonna say, damn, what could I compare him to? He was a fucking huge ass solo pop star.
And he said he was older than he was?
No. Oh, fuck. I don't want to say. He was like
Eminem.
Justin Timberlake, but more pop. He was like, imagine Justin Timberlake and Usher put together popularity-wise. He was huge.
Did he start in a group?
No, solo.
Okay.
And born in Korea. He was funny. He went to my high school. not when I was there, but
yeah.
He's a little bit older.
Okay.
And then born in Korea, went to the States. He went back to Korea, debuted as a soloist. And then he told the Korean government, I'm going to go back to America. When I come back, I'm going to serve in the military. Goes back to America, gets an American citizenship, tries to fly back. They're like, nah, dude, you can't come back. To this day, he I think he tried to appeal. He appealed like 5 years ago or something. He actually got to board the plane, went to Korea. When he landed in Korea, they go back. I mean, I don't think what he did. I mean, I think what he did was fucked up only because he promised he would serve. If he didn't say that, I think it's okay. But he said, I'm going to come back and serve. And he didn't. And he ruined his he ruined his career, dude.
So he's not. He's just banned as a person from Korea. He's not banned like.
Yeah, but he, like, no one will support him. Like, even if he were to make music, I'm pretty sure he has. They're not going to buy that shit.
In Korea, though. Because the United States wouldn't care about that shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So his career just like...
He just killed his career, man.
Fuck. But I mean, he wanted to try something, you know? And you would never assume the worst of it.
You know, but to play devil's advocate, people who've gone to the... So it's going to be a very interesting experience when BTS comes back. People who've gone and served and come back to their celebrity...
They can't.
They're not as famous.
Yeah.
So... It'll be very interesting. I think
because it's a pause on it. Like, they're not doing any more content right now, you know? So, like, eventually people are going to, they're going to change. And then you also change as a person. Like, you're going to physically, like, your face is going to change. Your body's going to change. So they won't look like the BTS everyone holds a standard to.
There's an actor that did extreme. He came back fucking more famous.
Damn.
He's in Squid Game. He's not like one of the, he's in Train to Busan. Okay. So he plays a minor part in his, the guy that slapped that guy with the suit.
Oh, yeah.
That guy came back with a bigger career from the military. So some people do make bigger careers. Got trained to Busan after that. Yeah, most people. I mean, I'm not saying they don't. They don't. They're still famous. They don't reach their peak again.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think there was a rapper in Korea? He didn't want to go, so he pulled out his teeth and killed his career. He pulled out his teeth, killed his career.
But he didn't go yet.
I don't know if he went, actually. That's a good question.
I was like, but did he still go?
That would suck.
Lose your career and still go to the military?
Lose your teeth and you still have to go.
But is there... So, when you do the army, it's not... You're not guaranteed to go to war, though, right? It's just like you're going to do training and that's it?
Depends on your job, but, I mean, you could get sent to the border.
Oh.
And sometimes there's like firefights.
And that's with North Korea?
Yeah. Okay. It's rare, but sometimes there are firefights.
Damn. Yeah, because like, I mean, I'm thinking right now, like there hasn't been a major war for Korea.
No. The only crazy things they've done is shoot missiles over Japan, North Korea.
I mean, that was someone you can't control, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, they could blame South Korea, but it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, you know?
That war is scary because if South Korea and Korea went to war, America would obviously back up South Korea, but we're pretty sure China would back up North Korea. It would be close to a world war. It depends. I mean, dude, we're so close to a world war, man, which is scary. Got Russia, China, fucking Iran.
I mean, right now we have China and Russia that are like trying to stir issues within the United States, and Russia was caught having intel within our within the United States, and then just recently China. I don't know if it's still a big thing, but it was like the whole Snowden incident where someone leaked information that China was getting from the United States, and they realized like, oh, it's a lot bigger than, I mean, it's what people speculated, but when you hear it, you're like, you're just crazy. You're just crazy. But yeah, like they're using like WeChat or whatever to get all the information. And we use that a lot. Like we use, like, I know that it's a huge part of like, Mexican culture to communicate between each other because it's like free stuff. But yeah,
we're so close to World War.
And I know, what was it like, World War III was like
World War II.
No, but like
we don't want three.
I know, but three almost happened too because there was a submarine incident.
There's been a lot of close calls. Yeah, dude. There's been three really close calls.
It's scary.
It's all due to, like, well, two of them were due to, like, fucking machine error, dude. What the fuck?
Like, war games? <dude? laughs>
They shot nukes at us. What do you want us to do? No, hold back.
Yeah, I know.
God damn.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know if that story is, like, 100% accuracy, but it was, like, one guy that isn't even, like, their job compared to other people isn't that important, and he was like, no, let's... Because it needs him and someone else, too. And they're like, no, I'm going to hold off.
And we, fuck, the next presidential race. Damn, this became a political fucking podcast, dude. Shit, we in the danger zone, dude. Shit.
We started talking about North Korea. I mean, Korea in general. yeah, I don't have any more topics. I feel like if we keep talking, it'll get too political.
I know, right? Stay safe. Stay safe. Watch Miyazaki films. Watch Dune 2.
So that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, catch you guys later. Peace.